This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. As hospitalizations continue to drop, Colorado hospitals are deactivating a program that kicks in when patients exceed capacity. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state's hospitals started up the first phase of the combined hospital transfer center in November. That was after a big rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations led to concerns over hospital staffing and capacity. The center created a transfer partnership between smaller and rural facilities with larger hospitals. During its activation, more than 800 COVID-19 patients were transferred. Since early December, hospitalizations have fallen steadily to their lowest levels since last fall. The transfer center can be reactivated again quickly if Colorado sees another surge of COVID-19 hospitalizations. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Students living in residence halls at CU Boulder can move back into their rooms starting tomorrow. Campus was closed for the first month of the spring semester in an attempt to lower coronavirus rates. Students are required to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test from within 5 days prior to arrival. The school will also require other testing for people who are on campus frequently. And two former Denver Broncos players are the latest to be voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Peyton Manning joins John Elway as the second Broncos quarterback elected to the Hall, while safety John Lynch joins Champ Bailey and Steve Atwater as Broncos defensive players receiving the honor. You're listening to CPR News.